Welcome, Winterland Wanderers, to D&D and Big D, where we put the D in D&D. We're a group of friends who play published adventures, then review them in a postmortem. We also have other podcast streamers and content creators as our special guest PCs to join in on the fun. This is Dungeon Meister Paul, also known as Stunt Monkey Z. For this one shot, we'll be playing through my homebrewed holiday special. Every year, I take a Christmas movie and DM it for the cast. This year's adventure is titled A Lone Home. I'll give you a minute to figure out what movie they're going to be playing. Our special guest PC is the matriarch of the Arcane Library, Kelsey Dione. Check out her adventures at thearcanelibrary.com. Kelsey plays Igor, leader of the Most Assassins. They're on the way to meet their friend, Calvin McCluster, who is alone in his home for the winter break. For this episode's beer break, we decided to post a conversation that we had with Kelsey. It went so well and was so much fun that I decided to leave it in the episode. Also for this session is our newest cast member, Marissa Dawkins-Bryce. She's a longtime DM, PC, a content creator, and overall a wonderful addition to our team. By the time that we publish this episode, she will have already participated in a majority of our adventures since fall of 2020. Welcome aboard, Marissa. And before we get started, I wanted to take a moment to send a very special shout out to all of our family and friends in our homeland of Texas. Our hearts go out to all y'all. Stay warm. Lastly, don't forget to click the subscribe button wherever you get your podcast ear candy, follow us on Twitter, leave us a review, and tell your friends about us. And now, get your cheese pizzas ordered and splash on some aftershave as we listen to A Lone Home.
Gnomes.
God, and speaking of Christmas specials and gnome, I was actually thinking about bringing out DeVito again, but then I remembered, like, we actually killed him off.
Man.
Oh. So,
on one of your adventures.
Oh, no.
No, which one?
The level 21.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people died on that one.
Which adventure did we play?
Yeah. It was the... Basically, there was like a red dragon, and the entire thing was just fireball themed.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, but who wrote that adventure? I don't remember. Whoever must have been must have had some kind of hostility towards us or something.
Some kind of sadist.
Specifically,
knowing that we don't real... like reptiles and things.
Yeah, just a real mean, terrible person.
Yeah, just. Oh, these guys again.
It's always some giant reptile. I actually wrote a giant snake into an adventure I wrote with a bite mark out of it because of your guys' encounter with that snake.
Yes! Yes! That makes me so happy.
Yeah. Like, this is an earned Easter egg right here. Because
yes. I squeed when you told me that. I'm like, yeah, I remember the level 20 adventure. I had a blast.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, you were DMing. Of course you had a blast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so much fun for me.
So brutal.
Big jerk.
I think I write really, like, I don't know if this is just, I've been told that I write really damage heavy adventures, and I'm like, yeah, I do.
No, but that's good, though. That's good, though.
It's so dangerous. It's more fun to be dangerous.
Yes. Yeah, but the thing is, you're very efficient at it, and that's what makes it so brilliant, because it's all compacted on one page, and then you flip to the next one, you're like, oh, dang, and here comes something else at you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we absolutely love your format.
Mm-hmm. That is so nice of you.
So is it patented and copyrighted and trademarked and everything?
Completely protected in all legal ways possible.
Excellent. There we go.
Excellent. There we go. Oh, speaking of marriage, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah.
It's recent wedding stuff. I'm just so, like, I love being married. If you've been dating someone for a while and then married them, it can sometimes feel like it's not going to be a change if you already, like, have built your lives together, but it did feel like a nice change. It, like, feels like an upgrade.
Yeah.
It's legally binding.
Right.
That should have absolutely nothing to do with how you feel about somebody, but no, congratulations. Seriously, like, no, I completely understand, like, after the wedding, it's like, oh, this is actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it is cool. You just feel like there's more, like, you're very much like, yes, we're building a future, and it's like, there's no question. I mean, not like there, hopefully there wasn't beforehand, but now there's definitely no escaping. So
the arguments get much more creative.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I wouldn't know.
You will. You will, man. Just wait. You will.
One day.
No, I won't.
Yes, one day. You will.
You'll meet the right raccoon.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you know what's going to happen? It'll be a binger in Vegas. He wakes up the next morning. What happened?
Yeah, missing a tooth. Heather Graham sitting next to him.
Hi, husband. Wait, what?
What?
Movie material.
Well, I think I've seen this before.
Yeah, I mean, and just wait until you have to file taxes together.
Oh, that's coming up. Yep, that's... Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah, you get a tax break for being married, so that's nice, too.
Yeah.
Oh, true. She's going to be like, wait, you business expensed every D&D book you bought? And I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's legit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I have a terribly good excuse and motive to do this.
Yeah.
Alex, did we buy you enough time to finish your character?
Oh, yeah, I'm pouring a beer right now.
Nice.
Oh, right on, I'm drinking one. What a coinkydink.
I've already had two.
Nice. Thursday.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys ready to play?
I'm waiting on y'all, dude. You're just yapping away.
I can keep yapping.
Yeah, I know you can.
Yeah, I can. By the way, Kelsey, I'm Marissa. I wasn't here previously, so I'm new to the cast.
Well, hi, Marissa. So. It's nice to meet you.
We got a new cast member? When did this happen?
Yeah, last month.
Oh. Has it really only been a month?
And she was mean to me on chat earlier.
Yeah, she was.
Good, yeah. Good. You're getting a break in then, like a nice...
Oh, goodness. Moving on, let's introduce characters. Marissa, you have the floor.
Sure. So tonight I am playing Kit. She is a tabaxi and she looks like a tuxedo cat, so black and white. And she is a monk with the way of the open hand. And that's Kit.
Okay. And Jake, you're up.
All right, so I will be playing Scalo. I am a Yonti rogue of the Yonti Imperial Senate. I am an assassin, and I am one of their silencers.
Goodness, someone's getting lobotomized tonight.
Nope, I am a full-blown charisma rogue. My charisma is at 20, so I know how to speak properly and politely, despite my attempts at very much not wanting to.
I feel like this is actually going to push your role-playing skills.
Instead of just being typical.
Point Marissa.
Yes. Just chalk one up under the big M right there.
Yeah, let's keep a scoreboard. Marissa versus everyone. Marissa's winning.
Yes, she is. She
not
is.
Good for
she
us. Is.
Alex, go ahead and introduce your character.
Oh, I am Thought Ramatamore. I am a hill dwarf monk, also Way of the Hand.
Oh.
I didn't realize that he was Way of the Hand, and then Marissa's like, I'm Way of the Hand. And I was like, shit, well, so am I.
Yeah, we'll have fun pushing things around.
So, yeah, exactly. Like, we're going to have 17 attacks before Jake, like, opens his eyes.
Yeah.
And you might need every single one of those two. All right, so one guy is left-handed, the other girl's right-handed. Got it. And last and definitely not least is our special guest PC. Mrs. D'Ellen, you have the floor.
Hello. I'm so glad to be back. You guys are awesome. And today I am playing Igor Femoral, Bugbear Assassin. He's very lanky, and he isn't that great at being an assassin, and he actually really likes people, so he tends to be like a fan of the people he's trying to assassinate, and it really pains him that he has to do it. But you know, he's got a very high strength score, so basically he just uses those long arms to stab from afar and then run away.
Nice.
Goodness.
Well, this should be good then.
It should be good. So I think in honor of our guest, you get to name the group.
Ooh. Mm. Oh, gosh, we're a bunch of monks and assassins. Maybe we should be the Mosassins.
Mosassins.
It's kind of lame, but it kind of works, I guess.
It works brilliantly. All right, and so with that, we start this adventure with the Mosassins walking to a castle. Everybody was invited by your good friend, Kelvin, and you're invited to go to a winter festival at the McCluster Castle. And the entire city is, you know, coming up just over the hill. And you get there and you're looking over the hilly terrain. And off in the distance, you see McCluster Castle. And it's lit up. You can see lights dancing all around it. And everything else around there is dark. Kelsey, could you roll a perception check?
Yes. Let me see. Roll.
I should get those out, huh?
Yep.
Oh, crap. I should have written everybody's names.
I came to play D&D and did not bring my dice. No, wait. Let me get this going. Hold on.
Natural 20s all night long. All night. That's our rule. Go. If you forget your dice, it's nat 20s.
I just rolled a nat 20. I need to screenshot this. I just was like frantically pulling up the Google dice roller. So with that nat 20, I got a 24.
Okay, so with a 24, you notice that some of the other castles around from your vantage point, you can tell have been raided, like toppled over towers or big old holes in the sides of the walls. And you notice that these areas, with their villages and everything, like everything is locked up.
I just picked up a bunch of the owlbear feathers and so lightweight.
Something isn't right. Do you see the holes in the castles around there?
That looks like just poor stonemasonry to me.
Yes, you're probably right, yes.
I am a hill dwarf. I mean, I have a cousin who's one of them mountain dwarves. So he knows a little bit about stone. He talked to me about it, and it looks like poor masonry to me.
It is so poor, so poorly done. It is so bad.
Do we see any people?
Investigation check.
Shh, okie dokie. I rolled a natural 20.
Kelsey, thank you. That gives me a grand total of 20.
Very perceptive guy. You see, with a 20, no. You see, everyone has pretty much locked up their homes and have departed. Hmm. It's almost as if everybody left on vacation. But the only one still lit is McCluster Castle.
Wow, I don't see any people around here. But the McCluster Castle, they're still... Yeah, they got fires on, so why don't we go over there and see what they're doing?
Yes. We will ask them.
Yes, I agree.
All right.
Ask them what the current situation is.
Well, I, for one, agree with the man. I think we should speak to the competent warm blood.
So then everybody is making your way in towards McCluster Castle. As you're walking there, you notice that the entire city as well is strangely empty. All of the shops, houses, everything is locked up except for the castle itself.
Hmm.
You'll still continue on?
Can I like peek through?
I feel like we're walking into a trap.
Oh yeah, it does.
It does. It feels so trap-like. I like so much.
I think Igor's going to try to like peek through a window and see if, you know, like, does it look like things have been shut down for a long time, or does it look kind of recent? Like, do I see like dust on the windowsills or?
Yeah. Okay. Roll it.
All right. Let's see. Roll. That's a 7.
With a 7, it's kind of hard to tell. There was a lot of frost in the window, but from your vantage point, you can tell that, I mean, things are tidy. Nothing seems out of place. Everything seems to be stored away as if somebody was there but is no longer there.
Oh, it does not look like it was ransacked, but I don't know. I don't know. I know nothing.
I'm just going to keep on walking towards the castle.
Me too.
Okay, so both of you are walking, and I guess we're splitting the group.
Nope, I'm walking along. I'm just keeping my eyes open. I do have a passive perception of 22, if that matters, if I pick up on anything. Just putting that out there.
Okay.
You and your fucking passive perceptions.
Jake loves my passive perception.
Yeah, what was it, 24 2 days ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so then everybody is walking towards the castle. As you're walking up to the castle, you see glass jars imbued with some kind of magic, and they're all giving off light. Anybody want to do an arcana check?
Yeah. Thought's going to do an arcana check. All right, I rolled a 21. Dank 21.
Nice.
All right, with a dank 21, Arcana, just looking right at it, you can tell that the glass jar is obviously magical in the sense of it floating. It's radiating with a basic light spell, almost like some kind of decorative lighting or something all over the castle. And it's just not, all of them are just lit up like that. And that's what's giving off a lot of the light. You don't see any fire.
No fire. All right, so I don't know if anybody noticed, but them floating bottles, that ain't natural. It's magical, right? Not natural. You don't see normal just glass bottles just floating. All right, so that's magical. There's no real fire in them either. It looks just magical. There's magical bottles over there, creating light.
Is it magical?
Yeah, bottles don't like to do that, just normal bottles. I have one. It doesn't do that.
Magical bottles.
I don't have it on me. I don't have that non-magical bottle on me, but I used to have one.
Okay.
I most certainly sound convinced of your assessment.
Thank you.
All right. So you make your way up to the door, and what do you want to do?
Is it open?
I will knock.
Find a possible way to climb up an ulterior entrance.
Is it? What? Are you trying to climb the wall? You haven't even checked to see if the door is open.
I thought you were supposed to be the classy one.
I am, and the classiness of my character is to be polite, be efficient, and have a plan to kill everyone you meet, and always know where the exit are.
All right, so then roll an athletics check.
I shall, and it will be glorious.
That one.
And guess what? It most certainly is, with a 19.
Yes!
All right, so with a 19, you're able to scale the wall.
And I do so gracefully.
Very gracefully. In fact, you're able to get over to climb near those lights. And again, you just see these lights, all of them in a row, all around the castle, in like the edge of the castle area. Anything that has an edge, see these lights, and they become very, very obnoxiously just lit up everywhere.
So they're very present. Glorious.
What are you trying to get into now that you climbed up the side of the castle?
Well, I'm going to see if I can open the door for them.
Okay. And let's see. Hold that thought. Kit, you said you wanted to knock?
Yes.
Alrighty.
Knock, knock.
And there's no answer.
I'm trying to open the door.
It's not opening. It's locked.
I push harder.
How harder do you push?
Real hard.
All right. Roll a strength.
All right, what's my strength? Hold on, I gotta... Oh, it's not a bad strength. Huh? All right. 9.
It does not budge.
All right, well, that door's broken.
Igor wants to slam it.
Congratulations. Congratulations, we have met the big bad of the podcast tonight. The door.
We've had like half hour long conversations about stone.
Yes, this is true.
45 minutes.
Oh, excuse me.
No, I edited everything down to 45 minutes.
Episode 1.
Thoughts, his assessment of the door is that it's broken.
Well, I'm going to stealthily look for a locking mechanism.
Okay, roll for stealthily looking, I guess.
Okay. So that is going to be a 12 plus a 14 for a total of a dank 22.
With a dank 22, you see a keyhole down by where the rest of the party is in front of the door.
All right. I'm going to use my...
Hold your turn. Hold on.
Okay, fine.
Igor, would you like to do anything?
I think Igor, not knowing that his companion is on the other side, is going to try to slam the door open.
Oh, God. Alrighty, roll it.
All right, let's see here. Just a flat strength check. We've got... Oh, 8.
roll at advantage.
Oh, okay, let's see.
Yeah, because we're all trying.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard.
An even higher 9.
15?
19?
19.
I'm sorry.
19.
Cut out. Awesome.
This bad audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, this audio. This.
I mean, he gets plus 15 in athletics, but just plus 5 in strength, so...
Okay, roll athletics.
Really want to see this happen. Ooh, a 23.
There we go.
All right, so you get it with a 19. I just wanted you to roll an athletics check, that's all.
Just for fun. Very thin.
Yeah, so with a 19, the door flies open. You break the lock off its little hinges there. And you just open up the door inside the castle. Everything's lit as well.
He just steps in and yells, "Good morning!"
Probably
not even the morning.
Really thought that door was broken.
It's broken now.
Your good morning reverberates and echoes off of the walls.
Good morning! Good morning!
In the entire castle. It's completely empty.
Well, they say not to do this in assassin school. I like to yell.
There's a school?
Yes.
All right. So you do see, like, some areas are kind of dimly lit, but this one area in particular, off to the right, the, let's see here, where did I have? The grand dining hall. You see this dim light coming from there.
Yeah. Hey, where did Scalo go? There's only three of us here. Hello?
And I think we're going to keep it that way for a while.
It's so stealthy.
Split the party. That's a grand idea.
I'll be right behind you.
That sounded dirty.
Only if you make it.
Okay, so then Igor, Kit, and Thought.
Sure.
Okay. So the three of you walk into...
I would like to stealth.
God dang it. Okay, go ahead, stealth. Right what I'm about to describe.
Send a dank 20.
With a dank 20, you go stealthy. So now it's Igor and Thoat. Right. You are walking into this grand dining hall. Would y'all roll a... Who wants to roll an investigation check?
Not me.
Igor, you have the floor.
I will look around.
Let me see.
Yes, that's the point.
A 17.
You go. Okay.
17.
You did a way better job than I could have.
I'm so good at this.
In the grand dining hall, everything is, like, all the lights in this particular place are turned off, except for this one little bitty light coming from the far end of the grand dining hall table. The king's chair, to be specific. From your distance, you can see a small candlelit dinner for one. What do you want to do?
Is anyone else in the chair? Go ahead.
No, same question. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with that roll, nobody's in the chair, but you see a plate there. You're just too far away to see exactly what's in front of the chair there.
Well, I mean, Igor's going to look around very suspiciously, and then only seeing one companion, he's going to shrug and walk his way up to that plate and look down at it.
Okay. You see a single plate of untouched mac and cheese. You see a glass of milk. You see a fork and a parchment.
He is not lactose intolerant.
You found the key.
Is the parchment, is there anything written on it?
Yes, there is. You read it. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Say it. Say it. I read it.
He holds it upside down and tries to read it.
Okay. As you read it upside down, it says, "Dear Mosassins, hi, this is Kelvin McCluster. If you're reading this, that means you made it here on time. I was accidentally left behind by my family. They're on vacation. So for the past week, I've been home alone."
Oh, fuck me.
Bolt's going to eat some of the food off the plate.
All right, you're eating the food off the plate as he continues to read. "There are some giants who've been raiding castles in the kingdom. They are going to invade my family's castle tonight. They're going to force their way in and steal all of the valuables. If you fight them off, I will offer you each a valuable gift. Also, the giants have been hoarding a lot of treasure. Anything you get from them, you can keep. I left the castle to get help. All you have to do is hold them off until I get there. Your friend, Kelvin."
Anybody have some paint cans?
Tar and nails.
Tar cans. I mean, cans of tar.
Hold on. Pause the game a second.
Oh, paused. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Take a breather.
Getting my timer.
Oh, what?
Uh-oh.
Timer?
You have a timer now?
This is new.
You have 5 minutes to come up with a battle plan, and I am going to go get a beer. Time on.
All right, battle plan. Battle plan is we win.
Yes, I like.
All right, Paul, we're done.
I so, get it. Kelvin, Kevin. Yeah.
So yeah. Reading over Igor's shoulder, Kit's going to speak up and be like, "So, what seems like we have quite
a few." Where the hell did you come from?
You've been here the whole time.
Spit out some food.
Just because you can't see me. Be bored.
Don't do that to a guy who's trying to eat.
Okay, hold on. Let me pause a second. I'm going to restart the clock.
I thought you were gone.
Yeah, I was gone. I got my beer really quick. I live in a hotel room. My fridge is like
3 feet away.
Yeah, exactly.
Logan, come help us out.
I know. Logan normally saves us right about now.
Yes, he does. Goodness. So thank you. Now there's that heart just started shredding now, started cracking.
No, I get it, man.
Okay, so you find a battle plan written in like different colored types of waxy pencils or whatever. You see something for an outside defense. You see the servant's entrance in the back on the map. You also see a kitchen drawn out, a grand dining hall, a reception hall, and stairs leading up to the second floor. He's drawn out outside defenses. He's put out a couple of wall of ice scrolls. You see two of them. You see a heat metal scroll by the front entrance. The servant's entrance in the back, you see a grease scroll next to the stairs leading up to the main floor. One glyph of warding scroll near the top of the stairs. In the kitchen, you see a cone of fire scroll, a magic missile scroll. And in the grand dining hall, you see a pile of owlbear feathers as well as a gust of wind spell.
Nice. Oh, this is great.
And okay, so now we'll start the clock and go.
Oh, we gotta sell all these up.
Who can read these scrolls?
I can read it.
Yeah, I can read it too, I think.
Well, I mean, as far as to use, I don't know if I can do that.
True. I was never good at the magic stuff.
Me neither.
But I can fall from above.
We should probably use the heat metal spell on like the front doorknob or knocker. Let's put it back like it's supposed to be.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and just lock it up tight.
That way, if anybody tries to come in, right, they'll put their hand on it and burn themselves, and maybe leave like a weird thing.
Yes, so good.
All right, does anybody have woodworking skills to repair the door?
Yeah, I think Thoach. Since he's a hill dwarf, might hold on. I don't know it all. I don't know what I can do. All
right, so time is still going.
I have two proficiency. No, it's brewer supplies.
I think Igor's gonna. He might set himself up at the top of the castle so he can like drop down on someone and try to assassinate them.
Kit has woodworking skills. Woodworking tools.
Did you just write that in there?
No.
I have woodworking. Yes, I do.
No, we should put grease all over the stairs.
Ooh.
So if they try to go up the stairs, they'll like slip down and they'll knock their heads and they'll be ouch and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe we should put up some like tripwires and stuff somewhere.
Ooh. At the top of the
thing to help. I mean, we have some sneaky people too, so we should use that.
Oh, I'm pretty sneaky. If I can't be.
Is there like tar of any kind that we can use with these feathers?
Roll for it.
Ooh. All right, let's see.
Oh! And if there's other stairs, we can put tar on the stairs, and that way, like their boots and stuff will get stuck,
Ooh. And
it'll like their feet will come out of their boots, and then at the top of the stairs or at the bottom, whichever way they're going, we can put like a bunch of broken glass because there's a bunch of jars and they won't have any shoes and socks on because the tar will pull it off and then they'll hurt their feet.
Yes. Ooh, I got a 19.
Yes, there's tar.
Nice.
Ooh, there's tar.
All right.
2 minutes left.
So we need to block off certain entrances and exits to make them come in where we want them to come in. Where they will get hurt. And where do we ultimately want to lead them?
Out.
To the tar.
We want to lead them to the roof so that the monkey people here can just shove them off the roof.
Hold on. There's monkey people.
Oh my word.
Yes, last I checked, I didn't see any humans.
All right, so we should also these magic missiles, maybe we can is there any way we can like get them tied to these tripwires or anything, so if they hit the one on tripwires they get like shot in the face or something?
That would be awesome.
I don't know if we can do that. I'm just a monk.
Oh, none of us are spellcasters.
Yeah, none of us are spellcasters.
I think there's 1 minute left.
Half of us are cutthroats.
Yeah. So we can do this.
Yeah.
But only one of you enjoys the cutthroatiness.
How hot is it outside? What's the temperature like?
I'd say it's in the snowy type of temperature.
All right, I'm gonna get some buckets of water, and I'm gonna like pour the buckets of water over the front steps, like any entrance I can find. I'm gonna right outside. I'm gonna pour a bunch of water. Hopefully, it'll freeze before they get here, so it'll be real slippery.
Ooh, yes. I can help with that because I am quite fast.
So where exactly are you putting the buckets of water?
I'm pouring the water over like the front steps or any kind of like stoop or step outside of one of the doors coming in.
Okay.
Preferably the main entrance and like the back entrance, but the main entrance also, it's going to have that that heat metal spell or whatever it is on the doorknob, so that maybe they'll burn their hands and then slip and fall when they're like, ooch.
Alrighty, so everybody immediately begins hearing like loud stomping noises.
Oh, great.
Ooh. I run up to the roof.
Alright, roll a real quick survival check.
Ooh, okay, hold on. Survival, that's a 14.
With a 14, it's very distinct. You see two frost giants slowly strolling up. One of them has a very large, and I mean large as in large, empty sack of some kind of animal skin of some kind. And in his other hand, he rolls like this long iron club with a little hook at the end of it, almost crowish, like a barish type of style. And both of them are walking up towards the castle.
We do a beer break before we get into this, because I feel like this is going to take longer than 15 minutes.
Oh, it's going to definitely take longer than 15 minutes.
I mean, I know you just got a beer, but...
Well, I'm good. I want to keep going, so...
Right, so beer break. Be back in 5.
Wait, that's 10 minutes. Nah, dude. No, you can't stall, dude. No.
Everybody else get more trap set.
Yeah, I'll be back in a couple minutes. All right, beer break.
Beer break.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Excellent. Good agreement.
Cool.
Okay, you see two frost giants walking up.
Stealth.
You stealth. Okay.
Igor does also.
I've been stealthy.
Well, you got to do another check because it's a different encounter.
Yes.
Very well.
Well, that goes for everybody too. Anyone stealthing?
Yeah, I just
34.
22.
37.
All right, I guess
we all disappear.
Well, let me see. Well, hold on. I got to roll for the frost giants, you know.
They're not even inside yet.
Okay, yeah, y'all are stealth. Never mind.
Hi.
Okay, y'all are stealthy, and you see these two frost giants walking up. One of them is a bit taller than the other, a little slender, and the other one's a little more portly and, you know, just slightly shorter. They go to the back of the castle, and they begin knocking on the servants' quarters, the kitchen entrance. And you hear them say, hey there, pal, we know you're in there, and we're coming in.
Who is it?
Mice. And they are going to break the door down.
I latch an arrow on my short bow and prep it for their entry.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, like, hitting the door.
No.
So that's going to be... The door shatters. And both of them come storming in. Which one are you going to hit?
The tall, slender one.
All right, roll it.
Would I have advantage because they can't see me?
Sure.
And did either one of them have to, like, roll for slipping on ice?
No, because you did it on the servants' quarters, not the kitchen door.
I did on all the doors. I said all the doors.
You said the one for the back entrance for the servants.
Servants has not once left my mouth until just right now when I said servants.
Yeah, see, now I can order it.
Oh, my goodness. I put water on all of the entrances into this place.
Okay, then in that case, now that you said it clearly, I will go ahead and roll. And they both slip and fall on their asses.
Assholes.
Yes! Igor's going to fall from the top of the castle onto one of them.
Okay, and roll for that one.
Should I just roll like an attack?
Yes.
All right, he's got his dagger. Do they see me? Do I have like the advantage of surprise at all?
I would say yes, you do, yes. Since they're falling and they're both like, oh, squinting their faces.
And your stealth, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And your stealth.
Oh yeah, totally roll with advantage for that. Mm-hmm. I would say plus like 37.
So I got a 21.
A 21 barely hits.
Ooh, but I do. So can I use sneak attack and my bugbear ability of surprise attack?
I'm going to say yes, because Merry Christmas.
And then because I'm an assassin, is it a critical hit because I hit someone who wasn't aware of me?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely right. It is.
This going to hurt.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for helping me DM there.
You're welcome.
All right, let me cue this up. All right, that's going to be 45 damage.
Oof.
Nice.
He yells, Eagle! After he does that.
All right, so this is an important question. What are you aiming at?
Ooh. Well, I think he goes for the heart because that's his assassin way, you know.
Okay, and somehow you manage to pierce through like the plating that's on there. Yeah, you get really close to the heart, but it's definitely still like lobbed in his chest. There's a lot of meat there, a lot of muscle there.
Dang. Oh wait, it's twice that. I'm sorry, it's 90 damage because it's a critical.
Jeez, really?
I only rolled once. Oops.
I don't want to DM for you, Paul. What do you think?
Speaking of cats.
Speaking of cats, yes, you rolled your damage for your hit. Oh no, what was your hit?
23.
Yeah, that hits.
That is 12 piercing.
12 piercing. Okay.
And as I release it, I will also run with it because I am that fast. And simultaneously as the arrow hits, I will attack with my claws.
So attack, move, attack.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go for it. Roll it.
And since they're prone, do I get advantage for melee?
Yes.
I mean, how interesting advantage, because they're prone.
So that would be a 23 again.
23 hits.
And that would be 9 bludgeoning plus 12. And then yep, so 12.
So 12 DD. Oh, just 12.
Yeah, no, just talk. I had to look at my strength modifier.
Okay.
Can I do flurry of blows now?
Is this still your sneak attack?
I mean, this is all one turn, one round.
Yes.
Flurry of blows. So that would be 2 unarmed.
Welcome to my DMing sessions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jake got tired of hearing, and I turn invisible again.
So that's 19 and 24.
19 misses, 24 hits.
Alrighty. So that is 8 damage. So 1 which is piercing and 7 that is bludgeoning. And open hand, let's see. They're already prone. Let's see, what should we make it do? Well, it's not being... They didn't do a strength save.
Did they do a strength save?
Mm-hmm.
That is a 24.
Okay, yeah. It beats that. So yeah.
Okay.
Strong.
What's the strength save?
Open hand technique.
Oh, okay.
I use flurry of blows, and if it fails the strength save, then it goes flying 15 feet.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Cool. Anything else?
I run away.
You dash?
I have 60 speed, so I don't really even have to dash. I just run away.
Okay.
And I have mobile, so.
But you can do 2 moves in a single turn?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't use up all your movement, then yeah.
But the thing is, though, I mean, it sounds suspiciously like rule bendy-ish.
No.
Nope, that's level 13.
I can.
But I'm gonna allow it just this once. Okay, so with that, let's roll for initiative.
Oh yeah, we're doing the rules again. I get it.
Oh okay.
Who got initiative rolls? Jake, was that you?
Yeah. Man, that's good audio gold right there.
All right, Thought got an 18 for initiative.
Skalo?
I got a 15.
Kit?
3.
And Igor?
13.
13. So, you have the floor. Alex, that's you.
Oh man! All right. One of them's—they're both down, prone. I'm coming at him with Fury of Blows as well.
Okay, well, you do your attack first, and then Fury of Blows.
All right, my attack. Oh.
Whoa! Describe the action. How are you getting to them?
Well, I'm flying through the door that they opened up when they were falling, and I'm coming down on them.
Okay.
And I just got a really good roll, so 28.
And that hits.
Yeah. All right. Fury Blows, 28. That's 1d8 plus 4. All right.
I haven't played a monk in a long time. This is...
Yeah, you roll your attack first and then get the damage done with that. Then the Fury Blows comes after that with a key point.
348 points of damage. Well, I thought we were making up scores. We're not?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay. No, then I got 9. Yeah, so 9 as my first one, and then my other two strikes will be 6 and 5.
Okay, you got to roll for those attacks, don't you?
You may spend one key point to make 2 unarmed strikes. Yeah,
right. 6 and 5, man.
Nat 20, so one of them's a 12. Ooh. And the other one's not a nat 20. It's a 14.
Yeah, that misses.
Okay, so the 12 points and then the other one doesn't hit.
Okay, so is it 12 points total for both your first and last attack?
Yeah, but do I get to advantage on that because he's prone? Yes. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, I will make that roll again.
Yeah, somebody else is DMing for me. My goodness.
I asked a question. You can edit it in post. Come on.
I'm just saying. Somebody's like, go right ahead. Sure. Merry Christmas, everybody.
24, does that hit?
24 does hit, sir.
All right, so then the 5 points of damage again. That's back on the table.
Okay, for a grand total of...
Oh my gosh, what was my first hit score? I don't fucking remember.
It was a lot.
It was 9.
What was it?
Yeah, it was 9.
9. So yeah. 9 plus 12 is 21 plus 5 is 26.
Which one were you attacking? The tall one or the short one?
The one that was already attacked, the lanky one.
Man, no love for that guy.
Mm-mm.
Never.
He's the one who came up with wet bandits. I mean, what?
And he's not Joe Pesci. I mean, of course.
How am I funny?
Am I a clown? Am I here to amuse you?
Do I fucking amuse you?
And that dude is looking really bad. Next up is Skalo.
All right, so I'm going to continue this no love for the lanky guy with a sneak attack from my dancing rapier. So does a 30 hit?
Yes, that's a yes.
So because he hasn't actually attacked yet, I'm going to add 7d6 to that, and that's going to be an additional 31 plus the 1d8. So he's going to take a total of 36 points of piercing damage in his face.
In his face. So that's the total for the second attack?
That's the first attack.
Okay.
So many. Then,
yes. That was actually a really good laugh.
That was a good laugh, yeah.
And then the second attack is he does a 25 hit.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this one actually doesn't get a whole lot of as much love as the first one, so that one is just going to be an additional... Oh, nice. That's going to be an additional 11.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action to hide again.
Okay. Was that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. So then... Describe for us how you kill him with the first one, but then you keep on striking him with the next one.
So...
And mind you, there's also an arrow on it, as well as your friend Igor on this one as well.
So, because I have a dancing rapier, you don't actually see me. I'm not here. You just see a flying sword shoot at this guy, and it's going to knife him in the face, and then he's going to fly back and lie down on his back, and then you're just going to see this sword magically come back up, and then back down, and then back up, back down, and just stab him over and over and over again.
Oh, there's only two strikes, man. Come on.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. So after the first strike, it's going to come up, and then it's going to slash his mouth open and give him a nice Cheshire smile. And then it's going to disappear up into the ceiling.
Okay, next up is Igor.
Ooh, all right, Igor gets to go again. So these dudes haven't gone yet, so I think his little assassinate ability is still in effect.
True.
Yes.
Got it. So he's going to turn to the other guy. He's like covered in blood at this point, and he's going to be like, Igor, and he's going to attack him. He has advantage because this other dude hasn't gone yet. But only gets a 15.
That miraculously hits.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, this is going to be really ugly again because this is a sneak attack, but it's doubled because of assassinate. So, let's see. Not quite as ugly, but pretty bad. So that's going to be 62 damage. He goes for the femoral artery this time because his name is Igor Femoral. just gets him in the leg. And then, isn't that in your leg? I don't know. And then he's going to use his cunning action to like sweep back into the shadows like a gargoyle.
Nice.
That is an inspiration point right there. Holy cow.
Yay. And his stealth check's a 20.
Oh, wow.
All right. So, next, this giant somehow is trying to stand up.
Maybe it should roll a dexterity check to not slip on the ice again.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know. I'm asking. Because I'm just... Because there's ice
blood everywhere there.
And blood and ice. And that
blood and ice.
I've seen hockey games, and those guys fall down a lot.
All right. So that's going to be a yes, he's standing up.
Damn it.
Let me see who's near him. That would be
nobody.
I think Thoth is near him.
Maybe.
I think so.
Like,
because I ran away. I mean,
everyone else disappeared.
If you're Thoth's like, shit.
We're so evil.
First one is, does a 24 hit?
No.
My ass, dude. Okay. Next attack.
Damn it.
Does 20 hit? Dank 20?
I mean, are we playing by the rules?
Yes, we are.
Then yeah, it does.
Okay, so that's 3d12 each. Oh boy, somebody's gonna feel this one. Oh, so that's gonna, the first hit is a 24 slashing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, the spirit of Christmas present loves you. I rolled 3d12s, and that was a 1 on each of those, dude. Oh my god. For a total of 9 slashing damage, so a grand total of 33.
33?
Mm-hmm. Slashing damage to you.
I spend a key point and use the dodge action. I didn't use my reaction, my bonus action at all.
Yeah, you did.
When? What bonus action did I use?
The bonus action with the thing.
Mm-hmm. The thing?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, the patient defense. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Then yes. No. You already spent your key point on doing the flurry of blows during your.
I have like 700 key points.
Yeah, but that's not a reaction. That's not how the reaction works.
Okay, fine. I'll take 9 points of damage.
Okay, fine. Wait, what? Merry Christmas to you too. There you go. I smelled it coming a mile away too, man. That was the best part. And with that, that is his turn as he's entering the house. He uses his whole turn to enter the house. Next up is top of the order. Kit, you have the floor.
Using feline agility, I'm going to double my movement speed up to 120 feet for the turn.
Okay.
And then I will run in and attack with my claws.
With your what?
My claws. Cat claws.
I thought you said your clothes. I'm like, wait, what are you doing on this family TV channel?
No, claws.
Claws, okay.
Claws. So that would be a 28 to hit.
28 hits.
That is 12 damage. And second hit, that is a 22.
Oh, you bring this big guy down to his knees.
Oh, nice.
All right, so because we kind of messed up the pecking order, you go again.
Ooh, well, I mean, that was still just my first attack in my extra attack.
Whoa, god dang it. All right, go ahead.
Just rip it off fast like a Band-Aid. You can do this.
Okay. So that last one.
She's channeling Lenny.
Channeling Lenny.
All right. Flurry of blows! Kapow, kapow! So that is a dank 20.
20 hits.
And a 27.
That one hits as well.
So that is 8 and 12 damage for those two. And open hand technique. Can he save on a dex throw? Beat 15.
Ooh, got a natural 2.
He's prone.
Again.
And I run away.
Okay, so as you're running away, describe how you kill him. And the body's flying backwards at the same time.
So, Tuxedo Kitty just runs in and just shakes out the claws and just scratches them all over his face. He's like, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Nice.
Back out the door and then runs away.
So then my man goes flying and just lands on top of the other dead giant. And let's see, we're going to keep the same order next. All right, next up, Kit, you have the floor. What do you want
to
do?
I would like to look outside and see if there are more giants coming. I would go to a vantage point where I can see. So looking out into the horizon, are there any more giants coming?
No.
Okay. Then I will run to the front of the castle to find out if there are more, but I probably cannot look again.
How far can you move?
In one turn, I can move 120 feet.
Okay, you're halfway to the front.
So if this is a new turn, then I would also dash in order to make it to the front, so 240 feet.
So in that case, yes, you see two more frost giants head your way.
So I will yell out, two more coming up the front!
Excellent, I think that's the part we had rigged the best.
Anything else?
Stealth.
You filthy animal.
Alrighty.
Stealth would be a 24.
24, you're stealthed. All right, next up is Thoat.
Yeah, I'm moving to the front door, the front foyer, waiting for these guys, because we got that heat metal spell on the front doorknob, and I know the front step's been iced, and Yeah, this one will go well.
Next up is Scalo.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and climb up off to the side of the greased up stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I don't get in that. Make sure we get that audio. And so I'll just go ahead and acrobatics check that one. And I'm going to say with a 26, I successfully climb my way up to the second floor. And I've got Cone of Fire scroll at the ready.
All right. Is that it?
Yep. For now.
Okay. Next up, Igor.
All right. I think Igor is going to try to scale up to the roof so he can fall again like a furry lightning bolt. So he puts his dagger in his teeth and starts climbing. And I'm just going to roll an athletics check. 22.
Yeah, you're able to do it.
All right. So he gets up there, and then I think he'll use his cunning action to hide.
Okay.
That's a 23.
23. Yep, you're hidden.
Everybody hears this very quiet, Igor. And I think that's it for him. He's just going to wait till those other giants are within assassination range.
Okay. All right. So then next up is Frost Giant 1. And he goes up to the front door. Okay. He survives the check. And he goes and reaches for the doorknob. Unfortunately, he did not save that one. And you hear, everyone hears a very loud scream of agony and pain on his hand.
Can we get that audio?
Motherfucker. So what's the heat metal damage?
473.
1d6, you got it, dude.
Oh, yes. I'm thinking. Oh, whoo.
It sounded like that much from the screen.
Right? Yeah.
And what's your wisdom modifier?
Is he asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you.
2 + 2.
For a total of 6 fire damage to his hand.
Yes!
The other guy decides to be sneaky, and he comes around towards a window off to the side. Smashes it. Motherfucker. He's stuck in the window.
That actually fits the story.
All right, top of the order. Kit.
Well, okay, springing from the shadows, I attack with my claws.
Wait. So that means you're also touching the door too, so roll for damage.
I wasn't touching the door.
Or how are you going to open the door?
The door's not
if you're
going to
attack him.
The door's not
open. Oh, he's still on the other side.
Well, she already said it, so she's opened the door.
No, you can edit it.
We got to get that audio now. We got to get that audio.
I thought you said he made his way inside.
He was trying to... No, not the front guy. That's the side guy.
And as side DM, I'm also going to say we need that audio.
One people, right?
Jake's getting good at this.
Yeah, he is.
Oh,
we got to do better than that, girl. Come on. Let's hear it.
I wouldn't have attacked him if he wasn't through the door yet.
But that's not what you said, though. We need that audio.
I have kids sleeping.
Igor can do it for you.
you cut out, Igor. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kit.
Oh. Wait, what am I supposed to do?
Scream.
Wow, that was good.
That was like the neighbors call 911 kind of scream.
Yeah,
that was good. I'm really impressed.
Yes, that's greatness.
Wow, that was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Never ask for a soprano to scream. I will bust speakers.
Okay, so what else you want to do?
I will run and go get the guy that's stuck in the window.
Okay, you're halfway to him.
Okay. Then I will hide.
In the middle of the hallway?
I'm in a shadow.
Yes. You're in the shadow.
Okay. That's a dank 20 stealth.
Right, you are stealth.
And that'll be my turn.
Next up is Thoat.
All right, I'm going to go for the guy in the window. I'm going to run at him, and I'm gonna try to throw myself 2 feet first at him to push him back out the window.
All right, roll athletics.
And I'm going to use a key point. I think I can use a key point for
something. No. I'm sorry. Hold on. Roll acrobatics, not athletics.
All right. Oh, God. 26? 26 hit?
Oh, yes, it does.
All right. Perfect. And then I go straight into Fury of Blows. So basically, it's just a bunch of kicks.
Yes.
All right, the first one will be 8.
How many kicks is it?
It's going to be, it'll be 3 initially, and then I'm going to do it again with my next attack. So 6 total.
Okay.
So the first one I already hit, it did 8 points of damage. Mm-hmm. The next one is, let's see what's my hits. Damn it, I'm on the wrong screen. 22, is that hit? Yeah.
Okay. Nope, that doesn't hit.
That's not true. We have some other people have hit with lower numbers.
That one doesn't hit.
How does 22 not hit?
Because this is the second wave. It progressively gets harder, man. That's how I wrote this.
Wow. If he's stuck in the window, is he prone?
No, yeah, I would not. Imagine that he can't really move. So I get to roll an advantage?
No.
Hmm. Oh, nat 20.
You lie.
I am lying. I'm totally lying, yeah. But I just want to see what you would say. No, 17. So that one hits?
No, it does not.
Okay, so my next attack, nat 20.
Nope.
No, it's a... 27.
That one barely hits.
Barely, yeah, that's what I figured. All right, that'll be 6 points of damage, and the Fury of Blows is 2 more attacks after that. It's a 19, which hits.
That misses.
No, 22, I'm sorry.
That misses.
I rolled a 13 plus
that
9.
Misses. That All misses. Right.
And then another nat 20.
Nope.
You're right, it's only a 19.
That one misses.
So I added up my total. I did 243 points of damage.
17 points of damage?
Yeah, that's 17. Yeah. What'd I say?
Alrighty. Anything else?
I yell at him. Ah!
All right, roll for intimidation.
Ooh, okay. I can do that. I think I got... Let me see. What's my intimidation?
What was that audio again?
No, you got it. That was it. That's all I had. I'm a hill dwarf. Yeah, 14.
That misses.
How does intimidation miss?
Yeah.
Because he's a giant.
I feel like you're just saying miss to me and nobody else.
Nope, I am not.
Dwarf discrimination? Anybody?
Yeah, mm-hmm. A dwarf trying to yell at, mm-hmm. at a giant, dude.
Stuck in a window.
Stuck in a window.
Well, it's not like, you know, he's like bloopered all in there. He's just got his, you know, like leg halfway caught in there, man, trying to get out. Oh,
now you say that.
Mm-hmm. I had him envisioned stuck at the waist.
Yeah, I was like, I thought I was kicking him in the face.
Yeah.
No. No, yeah. You kicked him in the shin. That's what you did.
Everybody was envisioning.
Up against a giant.
Everybody envisioned the kick in the face. Everybody. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Everybody
I mean, yeah, if you're like, you know, trying to kick a Yuan Ti or something.
Man.
Well, yeah, but you're also trying to cram a giant through a human-sized window.
Well, how do you know it's human-sized?
Because there are humans that live here.
In a castle. How many human-sized windows do you know that are in a castle where there's like this giant trying to crawl in through? No, dude, they're going to be ginormous windows.
All of the castles that humans live in.
Yeah.
Not this one. Fantasy castle.
Oh, we're back to fantasy. Can we have another fantasy beer break so I can believe all this fantasy?
That's actually a good idea. One more beer break. One more
beer break.
Yes.
I will be back in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, me too.
How do I mute myself? There we go.
He muted himself like halfway through saying, there we go.
Man, y'all got some good characters. And this is perfect, actually, having monks and rogues in this, and that's it.
It's like we're like literally an assassination team.
Yeah.
Like a hit squad.
Yeah, it's working out. I love it. Kelsey, just real quick, what do you have cooking up next?
Oh, man, I'm actually finishing writing a fourth adventure for an anthology I'm going to release. The one I sent you a long time ago is going to be in that, finally.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, finally. And it's been, like, updated slightly. Mm-hmm. But I think the link you have would still work because I have the most recent version attached to that link. So somewhere, wherever that is. But, yeah, it's... That's going to finally... I'm working on... The one I'm writing right now is 15th level, and it's, like, very, very, like, exploration-heavy, and so I don't write adventures that are so exploration-centric, but I wanted to try it for this one, and it's going to be the longest adventure I've ever written. It's going to be kind of a long one.
Oh my goodness. Is this going to have the same format where like each page is a different encounter, or is it a little bit more in depth than that?
It will. It's still going to be split out that way. Because there aren't as many like fixed scenes, there aren't going to be as many like dramatic questions necessarily, but it's still going to look 99% the same. And it's tough. It's interesting because when you write like this is a larger dungeon crawl, and then I've sort of like split each section out onto its own page so that like three connected rooms fill one page. And then when the characters move to another area of the dungeon, like three or four rooms that are all in the same area are going to be on the next page. So hopefully it's something I've done before, but it's going to be like much more the standard look of this adventure instead of just a couple pages within the adventure. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying really hard not to froth at the mouth right now.
Aw. You're so nice. It's been fun.
I'm a fanboy.
I'm admitting I am a total fanboy.
Now I know.
You're so nice. You're so supportive. It's fun. I hope I can get this one.
Yeah, well, the adventure that you shot me, I read it over and I'm looking it over and I'm just like, oh. So it would be so fantastic when I would be able to use it. With your permission, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I think it's at the point where you can use it safely whenever, because I'm probably going to have those adventures out the door by the 15th. If everything goes according to plan, it might be like a day or two after, but as long as I get all the art back and everything, it should be by then.
Okay.
Nice. Who are you using for art?
Oh, I do. It's a mix. So like for cartography, I hire professional cartographers for that, and that's actually the thing that's the most like nail bitey, because it has to be really specific and like you know, it's like all about whether I can actually give this cartographer the right information in my map, so if it doesn't come out right, it's always my fault, you know. So
yeah,
because I'm the worst artist, so that's the thing I'm waiting on right now.
Cool. Yeah, very cool.
Thank you.
Right on. Oh yeah, so your the horror package.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just went through that.
Oh, you did. Oh my gosh,
we went
that's
through
right.
all of them. Yeah.
You guys are so. Thank you for playing through them. I'm so glad you did that.
Yeah, Jay got to DM one of the adventures, and it was a total blast. We all had so much fun. Which one was it? The werewolf one?
Yeah, you did the werewolf one. I did the Snowstalkers with the Mad Alchemist.
Yes. But well, the werewolf one. But the werewolf.
Wait, hold
one,
on. No. Is the werewolf one with the kids?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, fuck that.
And y'all totally botched that one at the end.
Yeah. No, not at the end. We botched every single step along the way.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was a bad way to do it, we did it that way.
Yeah. It was greatness.
I don't think I was there for that one.
No, I don't think so. No, that's right, because Tara was there for that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think if you were there, Marissa, we would not have made so many mistakes.
Yeah.
That's just the beauty of having me.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. It was Tara, and wasn't it also Tom McGee from...
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, so the DM from another podcast, he was like, oh my God, that was so awesome. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes.
Oh, that's...
And he's actually played your free adventure on DM's Guild.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I have one there.
And that's how he knew you.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some nice things to say about you. He's like, wait a minute, you guys know her? And we're like, yeah, we're boys. We go way back.
Yeah. He's like, this, son.
Yeah. Acted cool. We acted totally cool about it. We're like, yeah, Kelsey, you don't know her? Like, whatever. Yeah.
We were all like, yeah, I thought you were in the best of circles. Sorry, man.
Even though we're like, totally not.
Yeah.
No way. You guys are awesome. Like, you guys, and like, Paul has been supporting my work since forever. And like, it's just been so fun to see, like we've both of us independently have kind of grown at the same time in the D&D community, like with your guys' podcast and then with the work that I do. So it's just been really fun to kind of have that, like, I don't know, it's cool. I it really means a lot to me to get to like be pals with people who are really doing cool stuff in this community.
Well, I mean, like, quite honestly, I mean, I think you're just embellishing a bit. I'm just piggybacking off of your success, really.
No way. You are the first person to support stuff that I do and, like, say really supportive and nice things about it. And
people listen to our podcast?
Dude, yeah.
No shit.
Well, Kelsey, as always, we are always waiting for your next big thing, and or for anything you're really doing. I mean, everything you've done, it's been amazing. Everyone we've ever talked to, they love your work. You are highly respected in the community out there.
Thank you.
And that's a fact.
I don't know how. I'm always like, I'm going to wake up one day and people are going to be like, we figured it out. She's just doing whatever she comes to, like, whatever comes to her mind, and she has no clue what that actually should be. Like,
and it's amazing.
I just feel like I'm winging it, but.
Well, because, I mean, honestly, it works out perfectly. You give enough information, all your events can be run as is, or there's also enough room in there to kind of ad lib and add more and build on that. And it's just, it's amazing. And then plus the cards that come along with it, it's just fantastic too, just to have that, you know, that quick reference right there too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's fun. The reason I wrote them this way is because that's how I do all that stuff, or I need all that stuff for my own games. Like when I'm running something,
mm-hmm.
and I was making these cards for myself, and I was like, what if other people would like these, you know? So
yeah.
It's kind of the litmus test is if I would actually use it in my game, mm-hmm. then it usually makes its way into something mm-hmm. I publish.
Right on.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, hopefully Alex is back from the beer break.
Less snakes. That's my only criticism. Less snakes.
Less snakes. I know. I'm trying to think. I'm like, dang, is there? Because I purposely put a snake into something like as an Easter egg for you guys. Like I said, that one's coming out in this bundle.
I do appreciate that. I really do. It's my character that they're taking the bite out of the snake. I was coming.
Yeah.
I had to make a bathroom break. Paul's like, wow, fuck you. You're taking a bathroom break. Yeah, a snake attacks you.
It wasn't me. It was her table, man.
Oh, it's Kelsey's fault. Uh-huh.
Table.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Kelsey's fault.
Well, it was written on there. I didn't roll for mm-hmm. it. I just said, hey, that looks like fun.
You didn't have to roll for it.
I didn't.
Well, when Alex takes a bathroom break, he's going to get attacked by a python.
Yeah.
Giant constrictor snake.
The price you pay.
Every time.
So, are there any frost giant snakes?
Marissa, you're not helping.
Yes, there is, as a matter of fact.
You're not helping the situation.
There's about to be when we carve them up.
Let me make a note right here.
With a bite mark out of its tail.
Yeah. A barbarian-sized bite mark. Goodness. All righty. So, next up is Scalo.
All right. So, I'm just going to go ahead and attack the.
Oh, you're all the way in the back, dude. You're about 250 feet away.
Wait, he's in the castle?
Or on the other side of the castle.
Yeah. But then there's also my flying sword is amazing. It's exactly that amazing. That 250-foot range or whatever the fuck you said. So that's going to go ahead and use the sneak attack at advantage against the window giant.
That we're calling it now.
Window giant.
Because fuck that guy.
I just had this installed. It's a window giant.
Okay, so then you're about 60 feet away then.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, my...
You got another 111 feet.
Yeah, my sword can reach.
What's the range on this sword?
It's 111 feet.
D.
Okay, so it doesn't reach.
It reaches.
How does it reach?
Because I said it reaches.
He's a DM, Paul.
Not in this game.
My sword flies.
60 feet. Sounds like he's about to cry, man.
He does. But I want to do some damage.
Well, if I actually can't do anything, then I'm just going to go ahead and hold my turn.
Hold your turn on the back of the house, on the back of the castle.
Yep. Make us a pie or something.
Or you can use your move, your action, and your bonus action.
Why would I want to move? I'm in the perfect spot right now.
Where are you exactly? Outside in the back?
I'm not outside. I was never outside. I'm up in the stairwell area.
So you're on the second floor.
Yeah.
Second floor.
Of a castle.
Of a castle.
That you didn't tell any of your friends that you were going to.
No, I did.
No, you just said you disappeared into the shadows
I said I was going to get, acrobatics check my way up the staircase with the grease trap.
Which is it, Jake?
That's what I said. I'm right there. I am distinct.
See what happened was. Oh, all my best Navy stories start like that. Well, you see, Chief, what happened was.
So it sounds like he's at the top of the stairs and he's taunting the giants to come after him.
Yes, because there's tar on the stairs.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Feathers.
Mm-hmm. They're playing.
Yeah.
Don't talk about the feathers yet. Yeah, their plan that's now suddenly become my plan. Yeah, I like it. Okay. We're doing that.
So you're at the top of the stairs and you're still 150 feet away. Got it. Meanwhile, the giant that is in the... It's a long stairs.
Oh, now it's 150 feet?
Well, because you're upstairs. I thought you were downstairs, but you said you were upstairs. So there's
a... Who the hell makes a castle with 150 feet of distance between the first story and the second?
Some lame-ass human.
Have you seen the McAllister home, dude? It's huge, dude.
Yeah, the McAllister home. Yeah, that's
true.
Metagaming the shit out of this. I've been, like, Googling Home Alone stuff the whole... I mean, what? Yeah. You filthy animal.
Okay, so you are upstairs, and this giant is in the other room of this ginormous castle, stuck in a window.
Okay, fine. Well, then I am taunting whoever can hear me.
Okay, I think at this point it's just Thoat, so already.
God damn it.
Yeah, because Igor is upstairs up on top, right? You're on the parapet and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Kit is over by the front door, so I guess she can hear you too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we're trying to kick this frost giant in the face, but apparently we're only kicking his shins.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, whose turn is it?
Not mine. No, it's not. It is Igor.
Ooh, Igor. Okay, so I think he's at the back of the castle, honestly. So he's probably going to have to spend his turn running all the way over to the side where this, like, window-stuck one is.
Okay, and let's see. Roll a dexterity saving throw at disadvantage.
First one was a nat 20, so let's see.
Oh man.
Other was a nat 1, so that's a 10.
So with a nat 1, there's a lot of ice. And so you start slipping across the flooring there, and you fall into this little dimension door, and you magically start falling on top of the giant that's outside screaming his head off from his burnt hand.
Can he fall with his dagger down?
Yes. Let me see. I'm going to say the castle is maybe about, 60 feet tall from where you're falling. No, make that 100. So whatever your attack is. Hold on. Let's do your attack first.
Okay. So let's see here. Attack of, not good. Only 15.
Okay. And
does that hit?
It does not hit. But since you're falling, can you roll, how high did I say it was?
I think 100.
Okay, I need you to roll that many d10s for falling damage on the giant.
Okay. Let me cue these up right here.
See, that's, I rolled 10 on each one.
28. Yeah. Yeah. 10
on each one. 1,000 points of damage.
So I got 28. So I'm assuming I take that much damage too.
No, you don't.
No?
No, you're an assassin. Okay. Why would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can use my uncanny dodge or something.
You have a feather fall amulet, I believe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, come on, dude. Really? At the very beginning. She mentioned at the beginning.
Yeah, she said it at the beginning. Say it real quick so we can put it in the audio.
I just picked up a bunch of the owlbear feathers and...
You started flapping them.
So lightweight.
And they are imbued with feather fall. Okay, excellent.
We'll make it work.
Igor just lands like a brick on this dude, smacks him real good.
The bugbear with the owlbear feathers.
Yeah. So much bear happening.
Yes, queen.
You know what? Because he got damaged from before and he's not seeing you, so go ahead and roll those d10s at advantage.
wait, am I rolling? Oh, I rolled d6s.
Should
I
roll? D10s. Yeah.
Oh, okay. D10s.
Oh, wait. Okay. So I'm going to roll a bunch of D10s.
Yes.
Should I just roll twice and take the higher result?
Sure.
Because the first result was 60.
Yeah, go for it.
So we'll see if we get a better one.
61. Got it.
Let's see about this. That was, oops, one die is still rolling around. Okay. 52. So the higher one was 60.
62?
Just 60.
Okay.
62.
All right. And so as you're landing on this sucker, you stick out your elbow in a most convenient location and break his nose.
Ooh. Yes.
Nice. That's an insta-cry. I don't care who you are.
It is.
Yep.
Did you want to try laughing?
Igor?
Yeah.
Igor.
All right. Next up is... I guess that's everybody. Yeah, that is everybody because everyone's halfway across the castle. Next up is the guy stuck in the window.
Dummy.
He is unstuck.
Damn it.
Dummy. And first thing he sees is Thoat.
No, he just got unstuck. He's still dazed, I think.
Yeah, that was his move.
Damn it.
First attack is...
Miss. All right.
Excellent. Is it a miss?
Yeah, it totally is. I mean, if you're letting me call it.
I mean, okay, well, with a 22, I don't think so. Next one is a natural one.
Let me check. My AC, yeah, that's a miss.
Okay, so it's going to be 3d12.
Minus 50?
No.
No, no, that's not true.
Ooh, that's going to be 31 points of slashing damage.
Bitch.
Where are you at on hit points, dude? You all right?
What?
Okay, never mind.
So we're keeping track of hit points?
Yeah, we're supposed to be.
Come on, you gotta say this shit in the beginning. No, I'm good with hit points.
Okay.
I'm good.
What, math?
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
You expect me to do my job?
And then with the next attack, he throws the great axe, slips out of his hand.
And he gets stuck in the window again.
He gets stuck in the window again.
The window giant.
All right, god dang it, he's stuck in the freaking window again. All right.
Such nice decor in this castle.
All right, next up is the other guy who's outside and sees Igor. Let me see. That's, ooh, that does a 28 to hit?
Definitely.
Okay. Well, that's a 25 slashing damage.
Ouch.
Okay.
Does he have another attack?
Yes, he does.
Ooh.
That's going to be, does a dank 20 hit?
It does.
Okay. We like to say dank 20 because we want to be different. Everyone says dirty 20. I like that.
Yeah, I like dank.
Yeah.
Well, in that case.
Dank, bro.
That's going to be 22 points of slashing damage.
Got it. Igor he'll use his uncanny dodge.
Ooh.
So tabs that.
Okay. And with that, he again moves towards the door. And as a bonus action, he breaks that door wide open. All right, next up is top of the order, Kit.
That was a perfectly good door. Fuck that guy. We broke it first.
I would like to use the wall of ice scroll that I grabbed and put in my back pocket and throw it up in front of that giant that just busted open the door.
Alrighty, what does it do?
You're the one that came up with the scroll.
Well, yeah, if you're using it.
You create a wall of ice on a solid surface within range. You can form it into a dome or a sphere with radius of up to 10 feet, or you can shape a flat surface made up of 10-foot square panels.
Okay.
So I just fill up the area in front of him so that it's taller than him and the width of the hall.
Alrighty.
And I will hide and prep an action for when he breaks through for me to hit him.
Alrighty, cool. Is that it?
That is a 28 stealth, and I'm done.
Awesome. Next up is Thoat.
Alright, I'm going at this guy again. Yeah, the window giant. You know, I didn't know you could order these things from IKEA, but they're very useful.
Fantasy IKEA.
Yeah.
What would it be called?
Fikea.
My first strike is a 21.
That misses.
What?
That misses.
He's stuck in a window.
That misses.
So, okay.
He's a giant, dude. It's like you're playing.
He's a giant stuck in a window.
It's like you're playing like the pinata game with a building, and you're missing the building, dude.
But in a pinata game, you're blindfolded. I'm not blindfolded. So I missed my first attack, is what you're saying? All right. Well, my second attack, I rolled 28.
That hits.
Okay, and that will be followed by the Fury of Blows.
All right.
So the first attack does 6 points of damage. Second attack is a 26. Does that hit?
That does hit.
All right, and that will do 5 points of damage. Suck it. And I rolled a nat 20 on the last one.
Liar.
I am not a liar. Not on this one. I am not a liar.
Okay, you're lying now.
No, I am not.
You're lying about
that. I don't lie about that.
I believe you, Alex.
Thank you, Jake.
Sucker.
8, so 16 points of damage. 16 points of damage, and it knocks him out of the window. Yeah.
Outside? Okay.
Yep, knocks him way outside. It knocks him 15 feet. He has to pass a dex saving throw of 15 or get pushed 15 feet outside the window.
Dex saving throw, that's an 18.
All right, cool. He's still stuck in the window then.
All righty.
Look at Trebek.
Cool. Alrighty. And next up is Scalo.
Oh, he's going to attack?
He's on standby.
Yep, I'm in my comfy spot. I'm not moving from my comfy spot. It's a great comfy spot, and I'm going to stay in it.
Alrighty. Next up is Igor.
Alright. Man, so Igor's kind of like not really hidden anymore. He's just going to step in and slash with the dagger. Let's see. Slash at some Achilles tendons or something.
Whoa.
Hey, prison rules.
Oh, he rolled a 1.
Was it a 21?
Yeah, 21.
You said...
No, a nat
1. Oh, the dank 21.
Well, 31? I thought I heard 31.
A nat 20 making it a 21.
Yeah, a nat 20 making it a 31.
Exactly.
Man, that bad audio.
Yeah,
just happens. Really cutting out.
I'm sorry, you're just breaking up.
It happens.
Yeah.
We'll upgrade our stuff soon.
Even here, the bad audio cuts out the most opportunistic moment. Okay, so that's a natural 20.
Yes, it was, in fact, yes.
Automatic hit, double damage, roll it.
Let's see how he does. So it was 18 damage.
Okay, so you double that.
36.
36.
Oh, I mean, okay. that was doubled, I mean.
So 36? It's 36? What, 64?
So it's 72?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is amazing the way the audio works.
It's tough. Yeah. You know, he's in a hotel and, you know,
it would be better audio if I would have had like 2 tin cans with a string. That would have been
And like he
better.
Was in the good, plentiful Wi-Fi of Texas.
Yeah.
But he's not there.
Nope. The rolling fields of Wi-Fi just, yeah.
Yep. Oh, look, if you look carefully out the window, you can see one going by.
Right, Igor, describe how you kill this one.
Igor kind of monkey climbs up with his long arms just so he can reach this creature's femoral, and he's like, Igor femoral, and he like severs this thing's femoral artery, and it crashes to the ground and bleeds out extremely quickly.
My goodness, that's got to be like the best assassin kill I've ever heard in my life.
I know, right? I know, just so...
Next up is the window giant. And my man is getting himself unstuck.
No, he's not.
Wow, my camera's
called
on?
It. Yeah, she called it.
Yeah, he's that's not. A natural 1. Jeez.
He sticks himself more.
And yeah, his shoelace is caught now. He's got that awkward, oh no, hold on. Oh, damn it.
Hate it when that happens.
So he takes his great axe and just lobs it at Thoth.
That's a miss.
No, it's not. Jeez Louise. 19 to hit.
Oh,
damn, dude. If I'm quiet, do you think he'll know I'm still here?
Let's just go with it.
Shh. I think we all went to sleep.
We could log off.
That is 27 slashing.
No, he missed.
No, he did not miss.
No, that's he 27 didn't. Slashing. Totally hit.
And you have this giant's great axe lobbed in you, and you are now grappled. to the floor.
Grappled with what?
The fucking great axe, dude.
What? He's stuck in a window. Hold on. I'm trying to visualize. I just need to visualize this in my head. How he got a great axe through a human-sized window to lodge me to the floor while he's still stuck.
It's a tall window, man.
And it has even a full Nelson.
That's a tall fucking window.
It is, dude. That's what I'm saying.
No, I dodged. You didn't hear me say that?
No, you can't dodge.
How can I not dodge? I used a key point.
You didn't say the key point after I already hit, dude. So
you
anyway.
You didn't even ask. The patient defense. You can spend one key point.
Well, you
point
never
to
claimed it.
Dodge
you have to claim it, dude. Everyone knows you claim it. You can't.
I take the patient defense.
No, it's too late.
You can cut it back into the audio.
No, I can't.
Can you deflect it?
I can. Because he threw it.
Ooh. Yes.
Deflect missiles. You can use your reaction.
Thank you. That's what I was waiting for. There's your moment to shine. Thank you. Know your character, for crying out loud.
I don't know shit. I just hit him. I mean, I know him backwards and forwards.
Okay, because all I'm saying is, like, if you can stand up right now, just stand up.
No, I will fall over.
No, I'm just, okay, fine. All I'm saying is, if you stand up.
Oh, like, you actually wanted me to stand up.
Well, I did.
Because, no, that's not going to happen.
So I'm going to say, if you stand up and then you put your foot on your own chair, that's how this guy is right now.
You can use your reaction to deflect or catch the missile when you are hit by a ranged weapon attack. He threw it. When you do so, the damage you take from the attack is reduced by 1d10 plus 17. If you reduce the damage to zero and you have a free hand, you spend one key point to make a ranged attack as a monk with a ranged 26. Yeah, hold on. Where's my 1d10? All right. And I rolled a 90 on that.
That's nine. Go ahead.
Yes, nine. So a 26. How much damage did you do to me?
28.
20. I rolled a 28. So
29.
What? I rolled a 30.
31.
I rolled a 37.
You rolled a 37.5.
Yay, we're drunk and it's Christmas.
It's the best Christmas ever.
Yeah.
Dodge that shit.
All right, so let's for story's sake.
I deflect it. I'm not going to try to catch it. I deflect it.
Where are you deflecting it to?
Away from my body. And to the floor. To the floor next to me.
Or...
back at him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right back at you, bro.
Okay. In that case, roll 3d12. No, roll the attack.
72. Wait, what am I rolling? I rolled a 14. You want me to use my bonus to attack, which is plus 9? So that's 23.
Yeah. Roll at advantage.
That's a 28.
That hits.
And now I need to roll
3d12.
I thought it was 7d12. I was mistaken. All right, that is 27.
27.
Total. Yeah, total.
Okay, and with the force of the deflected missile back at him, that lobs him off of the window, and he falls on his ass. Let's see here. Next up is Scalo. You're still on top of the stairs?
Uh-huh, and that's where I'm going to stay.
All right. Next up is Igor. So what you're seeing right now is as soon as you're done killing this first giant, you look over to the side of the castle, and you see the window giant fall over on his back with his ginormous great axe lobbed in him.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I just love the image of him stuck in the window so much, it just became permanent to me. That's the IKEA piece called The Frost and Windowin'. oh, terrible joke. So
Frost and Windowin'.
Exactly. Two on order. Okay, so he's on his back.
Mm-hmm.
So Igor's going to run over there, and Igor this one as well.
What?
So let's see. Here's some Igor. I think he has advantage because the dude's prone, right?
Yes.
Ooh, a 26.
That hits.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's queue up some sneak attack. So this deals 25 damage.
25. Ooh. He is not looking good.
And then I think Igor's going to cunning action away kind of out of this guy's reach.
Okay.
Which is pretty far, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Next up is this window giant. he decides to get up and uses all of his action to get the hell out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That's the smartest one of the bunch.
And, he decides to use his bonus action to get the hell out of Dodge. And then uses his movement to get the hell out of Dodge, and he is on his way out of town. And so, as you see him running away, off in the distance, you see an ancient white dragon.
No, we don't.
Nope.
Eat him?
Yes, eat him.
No.
I mean, unless you want the ancient dragon attacking a castle.
No, it eats the guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, that's what I remember saying. Yep.
All right. So it eats the guy, and it flies away. And congratulations, you were able to save the castle. Kelvin McCluster shows up with a whole army of giant killers, but y'all were able to fend them off.
Hooray!
Yay! It was much rejoicing.
Hooray!
I threw all the owlbear feathers around like confetti.
All right, congratulations, guys. You managed to get through my Christmas special, my Alone Home special. Hope y'all enjoyed it.
That was good.
That was really fun. Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you for letting us play your content, Kelsey. It's awesome.
Oh, and you guys, I should thank you for playing it. It's the fact that you guys even like take it for a spin makes me so happy.
Oh, Alex, look at the fanboy.
My name is
I mean, like, you have so many options to choose from out there. The fact that you choose my stuff is really awesome.
You know, I can only imagine how easy it is to DM your stuff with the way that Paul makes it look so difficult.
Oh, man.
That's all a trade secret, because if I showed how easy it was, then Alex would want to start DMing, and then I'll never start DMing ever.
That is false. I will not start DMing.
Never. It'll happen one day out of necessity, but no.
That's not true.
That's not true. False. It isn't. Totally isn't.
That's a lie.
I'm going to tell Alex.
You'll tell me what?
Dude, you got to DM or I'll die. Well, miss you, bro. Later.
Am I in your will, dude? Yeah.
You are now.
All right. You guys got to get some sleep.
All right, dudes.
Night, everybody.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much, everyone.
Indeed it has.
Thanks again, you guys. Have a good night.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Hey, thank you. We look forward to all your next projects. Good night.
All right, guys.
Hey. Good night.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Until next time.
We absolutely love your format. It's patented, right? Is it patented, copyrighted, the whole nines?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's considered part of my trade dress. Yes.
Hold on,
Let's try that again.
So is it patented and copyrighted and trademarked and everything?
Completely protected in all legal ways possible.
Excellent. There we go. There's the recording.
You really got to protect the assets.
I'll edit out the other stuff. We're good.
No, we won't, but we'll keep going.
That's the devil's on my shoulder options. So,